right, welcome back in. Over $2 billion has been spent already. An hour and a half into NBA free agency here. Obviously, a lot going on. The Knicks one is hilarious. But let's focus in on Portland, because a lot has happened with Portland. And now our Blazer fan insider here, one of the best in the business to do it. Local legend. Obviously, you catch him with Isaac and Souk all the time as he laughs at that. Oregon State legend as well. Jason Quick on Twitter at JW Quick for all things Portland. You can find his great work as well. Jason, thanks for joining us on a Sunday, man. I know you're hanging out, but today is obviously chaotic. I'll start with Rodney Hood. You reported the Rodney Hood stuff. It came out. Woj had Rodney Hood 2 years, 16. Everybody's going, what? How? You said you had a source of the mid-level this year and a player option for next. How does this all work for us cap idiots?
Yeah, so the 5.7, that's their full mid-level, will be used on him for this upcoming year. And then he has a player option for $6 million next year. So this is a very, very team-friendly deal for the Blazers. A huge, huge get. This was their probably number one priority and at the top of their list. They loved what Rodney gave them, and you saw glimpses of it in the playoffs last year where they need that shooting from the wing when you're talking about playing with Dame and CJ. So getting him locked up on that type of deal is really a steal. And, you know, I talked to Rodney at the end of last year, probably about a month left, and he talked about how much Portland had changed his outlook and changed his career. He refound and rediscovered his love of basketball because of the environment here. The guys, they're more his speed, the expectations, the system of Coach Stotts. And I think in the end that mattered to him, that he knew that he had a place where he was comfortable. He liked the guys. They're a winner. He likes Coach Stotts, the way he uses them. So all those factors, I think, took precedence over chasing a big contract for maybe a situation that wasn't as good of a fit. Now, I think, you know, this is kind of a double-edged sword for Portland, because the option, the player option next year, if Rodney has a good season, it's most likely that he's going to opt out of that and chase a big number. But Portland will be shedding a lot of salary theoretically next year. So they'll probably have to do this dance again of trying to get him. But it could be only a one-year deal. But right now, Portland's in a win-now mode. They can't think about 2 or 3 years down the road. They've got Dame and CJ in the prime of their careers. Obviously, it just made the Western Conference Finals. It's go time for the Blazers, and they got a big, big piece today with Rodney.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jason, I think if you tell Neil, hey, you might lose Rodney in 2 years, he's going to laugh if he has a championship ring on his finger, because he's going to say it was all worth it for him. I know people have broken down the Kent Bazemore thing. We saw you at the golf tournament about 5 minutes after the news broke that that trade went down. Yeah. And yeah, you can never enjoy yourself in the summertime. Do we think that they're maybe going to look to deal him, because now you have an asset that's an expiring? Do you think that they hold on and just say, hey, we got a few wings now. We've got options and we got shooters to put out there, and we don't have to worry about double teams anymore?
No, I think they're going to give it a go with Kent and, you know, see how he fits and see how he plays. The guy who I think right now is maybe in danger of leaving Portland is Maurice Harkless. I think they're probably shopping him right now. Because of the logjam of wings, and he's a little bit more attractive with his expiring. I mean, Bazemore is also expiring, but I think they want more shooting. I think that's the one thing you can take from what has happened to Portland so far this offseason, is that they're saying we need better shooting and more shooting. And they've done that by, you know, saying goodbye to Aminu and Turner and locking up Hood and getting Bazemore. So this will be a much more dynamic offensive look for the Blazers, and certainly taking a lot more pressure off Dame and CJ to have to break down those defenses.
Yeah, I know Neil said at the press conference, don't expect fireworks come like June 30th, July 1st. Some would say fireworks were made by getting Rodney Hood back, but do you think that they maybe wait a while before they go after that big fish? I mean, I know this has been thrown out there nationally, but you got the local feel. Is there a move in your mind that they go get a big name player, you know, just for argument's sake, the love, the Blake Griffin, like the name that people keep throwing out with Portland? Or is this something that in your gut you feel they kind of just roll it out and maybe pick up a piece like they did with a Seth Curry or something?
I think if the big move will more likely happen like in December, January, February. Mm-hmm. December 15th is a big day. That's when teams can first trade the guys that they've picked up right now, the free agents, the guys that they've signed in the summer. So December 15th is a really big, active, kind of opening the door day in the NBA. And by then, generally, by mid-December, you have a feel for your team. You know, are you going to be in it? Are you guys showing promise, or is this going to be entering a tank situation? So I think around December, the Blazers will have a good feel. You know, is Bazemore of any value? Where do we need to shore up? That type of stuff. So I do think Neil's in go for it mode. Like I said earlier, I mean, this is no time to get cute or play the patience thing. Portland is in go for it mode, and I think Neil will pursue that, but I think it'll be a more mid-season type acquisition.
Yeah, this is Jason Quick, our Blazer fan insider here on 1080 The Fan, normally on with Isaac and Suk on primetime, but we have a free agency show today, and Quick was cool enough to say, yeah, I'll hop on for a few minutes to talk all things Portland. If you've missed it, they got Rodney Hood for 2 years, $16 million. Al Farouk is going to Orlando.
Not $16
million. Not $16
million. Two years, it's 12 and a half, or almost 13.
It's 3 years, 13?
2 years.
2 years.
13.
Okay. 2 years.
5.7 and 6 million.
Okay, yeah. Okay, there we go. 2 years, 13, 5.7. And then Damian Lillard, Supermax stuff, we'll get to that in a minute. Of the names that you've heard, you know, these big trades, and, you know, everybody likes to dream and get all the all-stars on their team. Of the names you heard, are there any you don't like? Is there one you like more than the other?
League-wide?
Yeah.
For
Portland,
man.
You know, the Kevin Love rumor keeps getting thrown out there. The Blake Griffin thing. Just, yeah, from the Portland perspective, I should say. Is there one name that you think fits really well with what they do?
Well, I do like Kevin Love, but I just don't know where he is right now health-wise and how reliable he can be. Same thing with Blake Griffin. But I want to see this team play right now. I still think there's some tinkering that Neil's going to do, but I think, again, mid-season you'll have a better idea of exactly what this team needs. You know, what if Collins just absolutely blossoms next year and, you know, takes that big third-year jump that a lot of Portland players do once they're in this development thing? If he makes that big jump, you don't need a power forward all of a sudden. You don't need a big-name power forward. So I think you let this kind of happen organically a little bit. And, you know, Neil's been very clear that this is going to be a fluid process, that not everything's going to be done in July, that he's going to look and handle it much like he did last year when he got Hood and Cantor around the midseason time. But I've always been a fan of Kevin Love. I love the way he passes. He can shoot. And I think, you know, he knows how to win. So I do like that fit for him in Portland, but I still think, you know, he's making an awful, awful lot of money. And if you're going to pair up contracts to match that contract, you're going to be giving up something that you might regret down the line.
Yeah. Al Farouk Aminu, 3 years, $29 million to Orlando. One, are you really that surprised that he's not going to come back to Portland? They had the bird rights there. And just kind of your general feelings of Portland losing Aminu and how much that could hurt them maybe next year.
Yeah, it's really odd that you see Portland play it like this. And that's 2 years in a row now, watching Ed Davis go and then watching Aminu go. They generally like to take care of their own and keep guys because it's so hard to get guys here in free agency. So little surprised by that, but this was a huge, huge internal debate for the Blazers. Obviously, they really like Al Farouk. They value what he brought to the team, but as you saw in the playoffs, he became almost unplayable because teams would just sag off him and send that third guy to Dame and CJ and make it tough on them. So, you know, I think the general feeling was Al Farouk's a type of guy that you need to get to the playoffs over the course of 82 games. He does so much that gets you to the playoffs, But once you're in the postseason, when teams can really scheme against you, he really hurts you. So I think it's a sign that Portland's ready to kind of graduate and move up into another tier of teams where getting to the playoffs just isn't good enough. They need to win in the playoffs, and he's not the type of player in this system that can help them kind of move things forward. So they made a very tough decision and let him go. I'm a little surprised at the money. In talking to his agent was confident that he was going to get between 12 and 14 million a year. And he ended up getting just over 9 million a year. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Not to say that his agent didn't get a tell on that. And, you know, it just, I remember we read that on our show and a lot of other shows that people were just like, what? He wants 14 mil a year. And that was a kind of shocking number for some. We're talking with Jason Quick, Blazer Fan Insider here at JW Quick on Twitter. Find all his great work on his Twitter handle. You can find all the links to everything. Okay. So Portland gets Rodney Hood back and Al Farouk is gone. Bazemore in the trade. Where are we looking at roster-wise and financially, how does this work for Portland going forward now?
Well, they're over the tax, and they have a couple, three expirings now, Myers, Bazemore, and Harkless. Mm-hmm. And then we still got to see what happens with Jake Layman if he gets a qualifying offer and whether he has a qualifying or whether he gets an offer and whether they match or not. But they're over the tax. I don't think Jody Allen has a big problem with paying the tax. You know, what she's paying for has been equal to what they're producing on the court. I mean, you get to the Western Conference Finals, you have to be a tax team basically to do that. So I don't think money's an issue right now for this team as far as going deeper in it. But you know, I still think they would like to see, I still think center is a little iffy for this team. And I still think, kind of a backup too. Who's going to play with that second unit at shooting guard? I mean, I think they envision Anfernee Simons as more of a point guard, but I think Dame and CJ are going to, one of those two is going to have to be on the court, at all times. So I think we're going to see probably Anfernee and either Dame or Anfernee and CJ a lot on that second unit, unless they get a guy for the minimum who's is like a shooting guard or a combo guard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at your last article of the 10 players who they might be targeting. You know, you're going kind of bargain shopping here. Which one of the centers of the list that you gave out there, you'd put, I just want to read this for some listeners out there, JaVale McGee, Kyle O'Quinn, Nerlens Noel just signed with OKC, so he's gone, Noah and Tyson Chandler. I think I like Chandler the most. Which one are you kind of leaning? If they can get a meeting and convince a vet to come in here for the cheap and kind of be their center till Nurk gets back, which one do you think would fit in the best with them?
I think Chandler, because Chandler is an incredible locker room guy, and he knows who he is. He's just a defender. He's going to go in there, get rebounds, block shots. He'll catch lobs, but that's the extent of it. And I just think that's really valuable. And having kind of an older sage in the locker room, I think that would really benefit this team. Not that they are, you know, young and raw and need guidance, but it just helps sometimes to have those types of presence in the locker room. And I just really have liked Tyson Chandler, and he's the type of guy that might sign for the minimum.
Yeah,
because that's all they have left now is a veteran's minimum. So that's the type of guy they'd be looking for.
Well, the news came out quick that Dame Lillard is going to get the Supermax, the 4 years, 194 is what Haynes is saying. I saw 196 from Shams, whatever. It's in that ballpark. The guy deserves it. But we've seen it can be tough to build teams when you have a guy with a Supermax. Now, the Supermax, it should be noted, does not kick in until 2021. But just kind of your overall sense of the way Portland is going to have to operate once this gets going.
Well, first of all, that man deserves every penny of that contract. Not only for what he's done on the court, but what he's done off the court as well. He deserves that money. He's going to be 35 at the end of the contract, and I think he's going to be making somewhere, I think it's $54 million when he's 35 years old. So, yeah, it'll be tough. But I'm not smart enough to figure out how they're going to be able to build a team around that. You know, this is probably an instance where they're going to have to kind of fill in some smart drafts and get some young guys. Like, look, getting a guy like Anfernee Simons in last year's draft, I think it's really underrated.
Yeah,
I think we're going to realize next year that, wow, that was a steal. That was a great get by Neil Olshey. And you're going to need that because they're going to have him for, you know, $2, $3 million for the next couple of years. And you're going to need to have those type of hits in the draft when you're paying guys like Dame and CJ, you know, $50 million, $35 million, that type of deal. So I think it's going to really kind of put pressure on you to draft well and make some really shrewd deals. And much like what Neil did tonight, did today. I mean, getting Rodney Hood for 5.7, I think there's probably a lot of executives out there going, dang, that was a good move for Portland.
Yeah, you know, you've been around this team basically your entire career, and I know Neil is he's an interesting cat to cover. I mean, just from an outside perspective of hearing the clips and going to games, and he doesn't really talk to many people. I found it interesting, like you think 3 years ago today, he's dealing out contracts that everybody's kind of like, what? Evan Turner for $17 million. And now we're sitting here going, oh, what an amazing idea. What an amazing ability to get a guy to stretch to a mid-level at 5'7" when he could probably get a couple more bucks. Just your overall feelings of watching Neil Olshey, the GM, kind of evolve in this role as well the last few seasons.
Well, I think Neil is really sharp. My biggest beef with him is that I just don't think sometimes he treats people very well. And that's mainly people outside of the organization. And that's really stuff that, you know, the fans, you really shouldn't care about how he treats the media and all that. That's immaterial to the job he does. But I think he's very sharp. I think he's very, got a great eye for talent. His biggest misses have been in free agency. He's made some confusing decisions. The Turner one. But what was most confusing about Turner is they signed him and kind of trumpeted what his role was going to be as his playmaker, and then they never used him that way, which was really odd. But beyond that, you know, the Festus Ezeli contract was a black eye, going after Chandler Parsons, going after Greg Monroe, yeah, going after Roy Hibbert. All these kind of decisions that were not very good and would not have panned out. But by that same token, he has drafted very, very well. He's made a lot of shrewd picks, getting Maurice Harkless for nothing. So I think he's really, I think he's one of the better GMs. And I think what we're seeing now, one of the things about Neil, particularly when he got here, and it amazes me because how smart he is, but he is really defensive about his upbringing, that he wasn't a player, or he wasn't groomed like most GMs are in this league. He comes from a very unique background. You know, he was an actor, and I think a lot of people kind of flippantly call him the soap opera actor, and I think that bugs him. But I think now he's got his extension. I think he's you know, done a heck of a job here getting this team to the playoffs 6 of his 7 years, Western Conference Finals. I think he's a little more comfortable within himself. And I think we've seen that in his last couple press conferences. I think he's been very comfortable, very at ease, and has kind of lost the condescending defensive tone of past years. And I think a lot of that is just he's settling into himself, and he's losing kind of that I don't know, feeling that that people don't take him seriously, if that makes sense.
No, it makes a ton of sense. And he gets a lot of credit for it. I mean, Woj had a big tweet today. It was basically like, with this move, it's going to make them right at the top of the Western Conference final contenders. So there's no doubt about it. Yeah. I think he's got the respect of the league. Just two quick ones, and I'll let you go. I've had you on a little longer, but you know, you kept texting me, begging me to come on this show. So I was like, okay, we'll bring Jason on. We'll talk Blazers. Gut feeling, yay or nay, they bring Lehman back?
I would say yes.
Okay. And then latest update on Nurkic, the timeline. I was one that just like, let's just take it slow. The bone goes through. That's a horrific injury. What are you hearing thus far on the big man?
It's sounding probably late January, early February, but I think they're going to err on the side of caution. So I think we're looking at a February return.
Okay. I love it. That's good stuff, man. Jason Quick, Blazer Fan Insider here for 1080 The Fan. Find his great work at JW Quick on Twitter. Jason, thanks for the insights. Thanks for your info. Thanks for joining me on a Sunday afternoon. I hope I didn't bother you too much.
No, always good to talk to you, Sprague.
All right, there we go. Good stuff. Jason Quick. There we go. Yeah, Blazer beat writer Jason Quick. Okay. Wow. Lot of stuff to chew on there. And I only have 10 minutes left in this show. What to do, what to do. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll get some final thoughts.
Let's do it.
And then, unfortunately, the biggest radio tease ever is going to be like, well, for more thoughts on what Quick said, catch Dirt and Sprague tomorrow at noon, which is a long time from right now. But my wife is annoying me on the text of I need to go grocery shopping already. Stop doing the radio thing and go get the groceries.
Hey, man, like I said, I always tell you, you could just hand over Dirt and Sprague to me, man. I'll take it.
No. I want to do the show.
No. But she doesn't want you to.
No, and she doesn't want to do this specific show. Dirt and Sprague, of course.
Well, I think our boss is listening, so maybe I could talk to him about it.
Okay, well, we have our final thoughts, your final thoughts. The Better You Today text line, 55305. We'll wrap it up. The 1080 The Fan NBA Free Agency show wraps up next on The Fan.